third message.
我想在第三堂星期开始之前要提醒一下。
One of the things I may not have made clear based on a comment to me.
我有一件事情可能没有讲得很清楚，我听到的这个反馈。
I thought I was clear, but maybe I wasn't clear.
我觉得我是讲清楚了，也许还不清楚。
It was this matter of the literal translations in this past perfect continuous sense.
就是讲到这个按照这个直译来理解的这个过去完成进行时。
It was that phrase, you remember that phrase, shall be having been bound.
你记得这个语句说到这个将要成就的是已经完成的。
You remember that phrase, shall be having been loosed.
这边说到将要,但是已经被释放的。
The shall be is our prayers.
将要是因着我们的祷告。The
shall be is the corporate prayer of the church.
因着我们团体的教会的祷告，这会将要发生。That
is future.
这个是在过将来的事情。But
I've always remembered from my career that the word shall is absolute.
在我的职业的生涯里面，我知道这个。
It's not maybe.
不是说可能,
or possibly be.
或者或许会这样,
but it shall be.
而是说,
but that is future. When we pray the Lord's will into being.
而这个是将来要发生的,
and having been bound is what happened in heaven.
已经成就的是说在天上已经成就的。Having
to me is more of a present word.
说到已经好像是说到现在的事情。It
is something that is done and continuing to be done because God never stops working.
这个是已经成就而且还在继续做的，因为我们的神他一直在做工。So
the having been bound or the having been loosed is what's going on in the heavenlies.
这个是说到在诸天在天上已经完成在那里被释放的或者是被捆绑的。It's
both past.
讲到是过去完成了。Something
has happened.
已经完成了。And
it's continuous. Something will happen as God continues to work.
还在继续进行的，因为我们的神仍然在那里做工。But
then there's something that happens when the church prays, and that brings all of this into the future.
所以当教会在那里一起祷告的时候，这些事情就一定在将来要完成。And
if you want more explanation, you can ask someone else.
假如你还需要来解释的话，你可以问别人。Well,
we must go on to. Message 3 will never get finished.
所以我们必须进入第三堂信息，否则我们不能完成。
I'd like to just read some verses.
我想读几处经节。
Now, these verses, the first two groups are in the book of Acts, and there are two corporate prayer meetings recorded in the book of Acts.
前面这两处是说到在 使徒行传里面记载的两次的团体祷告。
The first is in Acts chapter 4, and the second is in Acts chapter 12.
第一处是在使徒行传的第四章，第二处是在使徒行传的行传的十二章。
Now because this one in 4 in particular spans several chapters, we're not going to read all this.
因为这个实在牵涉到有四处不同的章节，所以我们不可能把它都读完。But
look at Acts 4, verses 1 to 3.
我们来看第四章的第一到第三节。
As they were speaking to the people, the priests and captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them.
使徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司长、祭司们和守殿官并撒都该人忽然来了。
Now I won't leave you in the dark. That's about Peter and John, okay?
我想你们可能不知道，就是这里说到的彼得和约翰。
And I'll mention that as we go into the message.
一会儿你会知道的，当务信息当中。
being distressed on account of their teaching the people and preaching by Jesus the resurrection from among the dead.
因他们教训百姓，本着耶稣传说死人复活，就很烦恼。
And they laid hands on them and put them in the ward till the morrow, for it was already evening.
于是下手拿住他们，因为天已经晚了，就把他们押到第二天。
And then go to verse 23.
我们接下来看23节。
And having been let go, they came to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them.
二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。
And they, having heard it, lifted up their voice with one accord to God and said, Thou art the God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them.
他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说。主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。
Who has said by the mouth of thy servant David, Why have the nations raged haughtily and the peoples meditated vain things?
你曾借着圣灵托你仆人，我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
The kings of the earth were there, And the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
世上的君王一起起来，城宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者基督。
For in truth, against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou hadst anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the nations and peoples of Israel, have been gathered together in this city.
希律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣
Pardon me, go ahead sister You were done, how about that? I'm working on pausing my sentences here, by the way We're together in this city to do whatever thy hand and counsel had determined beforehand should come to pass
成就你手和你一直所预定必有的事。
And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings and give to thy bondmen with all boldness to speak thy word.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大胆放量，大放胆量讲你的道。
In that thou stretchest out thy hand to heal. And that signs and wonders take place through the name of thy holy servant Jesus.
一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
And when they had prayed, the place in which they were assembled shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Now that's the first in all I'm going to read of that first corporate prayer meeting.
这是我要读的，就是有关于第一次的团体祷告的事。
Turn to Acts chapter 12.
我们再来看《使徒行传》的十二章。
Look at verse 1 through 5.
看第一到第五节。
This is the second recorded corporate prayer meeting of the church.
这是第二次被记录在《使徒行传》里的团体祷告。
At that time, Herod the king laid his hands on some of those of the assembly to do them hurt.
那是希律王下手苦害教会中几个人。
And slew James, the brother of John, with the sword.
用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
And seeing that it was pleasing to the Jews, he went on to take Peter also. And they were the days of unleavened bread.
他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除教的日子。
Whom having seized, he put in prison, and having delivered him to the four quaternions of the soldiers to keep, purposing after the Passover to bring him out to the people.
希律拿了彼得收在监里 交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思是要在逾越节后把它提出来，当着百姓办它。
And this is the most important verse.
这个是最重要的一节。
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but unceasing prayer was made by the assembly to God concerning him.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。
Look to it, verse 12.
我们再来看十二节。
And having become clearly conscious in himself, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was surnamed Mark, where many were gathered together and praying.
想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
And when he knocked at the door of the entry, a maid came to listen by name Rhoda.
彼得敲外门，有一个使女名叫罗大出来探听。
And having recognized the voice of Peter, through joy did not open the entry, but running in reported that Peter was standing before the entry.
听得是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说，彼得站在门外。
And they said to her, Thou art mad. But she maintained that it was so, and they said, It is his angel.
他们说你是疯了，使女极力地说，真是他。他们说，必是他的天使。
But Peter continued knocking, and having opened, they saw him, and they were astonished.
彼得不住地敲门，他们开了门，看见他，就甚惊奇。
And having made a sign to them with his hand to be silent, he related to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Report these things to James and to the brethren. And he went out and went to another place.
彼得摆手，不要他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监，又说，你们把这事告诉雅各和众弟兄。于是出去，往别处去了。
And let me read 21 to 25, which is the end of the story.
我来读21到25节，是这个故事的结尾。
And on a set day, clothed in royal apparel, and sitting on the elevated seat of honor, Herod made a public oration to them.
希律在锁定的日子穿上朝服，坐在位上，对他们讲论一番。
And the people cried out, a God's voice and not a man.
百姓喊着说，这是神的声音，不是人的声音。
And immediately an angel of the Lord smote him because he did not give the glory to God, and he expired eaten with worms.
希律不归荣耀给神，所以主的使者立刻罚他，他被虫所咬，气就绝了。
It actually says eaten of worms. But the word of God grew and spread itself. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem, having fulfilled the service entrusted to them, taking also with them John, surnamed Mark.
神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。巴拿巴和扫罗办完了他们供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回来，带着称呼马可的约翰同去。
That's all we're going to read at this time.
我们就读到这儿。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this record that is in your word.
主，我们感谢你把这些话记录在圣经里。
We thank you, we can actually see the practice of corporate prayer from these verses.
我们将在这些经节里面看到这个团体祷告的实行。
We ask that your Holy Spirit would once again make your word alive.
愿圣灵在这里使这些话能够鲜活起来。
We ask that we could understand beyond the written page what is in your word.
我们求主让我们能够看见这些话不是纸上写的，而是真实在我们面前能够活起来。
And that we would be like these people.
我们能够成为这些人。
And we would be those who are daily involved in this matter of corporate prayer.
我们能够成为其中的一个每天能够活在团体祷告的实际的里面。
This we ask in the name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣可爱的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the good news is we're halfway through the messages.
好消息，我们已经一半讲，我们的信息已经讲到一半了。
And the bad news, as our brother said, you have a full belly.
坏消息是说，我们每个人都吃了太饱。
And if you get sleepy, I don't mind if you fall asleep. I put numerous people asleep when I speak.
虽然你可能会睡着，但是我也不会介意，因为我常常使人睡着。
I only have one simple request.
我只有一个请求。
Please don't snore so loudly that the others can't hear what is spoken.
只要你不打呼噜太响了，影响到别人来听。
That's my only request.
这只是我的唯一的请求。
Well, we thank the Lord for this matter of corporate prayer, how huge it is.
我们感谢神，这个团体祷告这件事是这么的浩大。
How wonderful it is.
这样子的美好。
How clearly it is in the Lord's heart.
在神的心中又是那样的清楚。
How clearly this is a message only for His church that they could enter into the fullness of corporate prayer.
而这个信息实在只是为着他的教会，他的子民能够进入这样子的团体祷告。
And we would know the practice of corporate prayer.
我们也会知道怎样来实行。
You know, brothers and sisters, you may understand something of the priority of corporate prayer.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们可能已经知道这个团体祷告的优先性。
If you don't, you'll never appreciate corporate prayer.
假如你不知道的话，你可能不会把这个团体祷告放在心上。
You may even understand some of the power that's been given to us to pray corporately.
你可能也知道已经有这样子的能力赐给我们来团体祷告。
You have to if you're going to pray together as the church and be effective the way the Lord wants us to pray.
你必须明白这样子的能力，当我们想要来祷告，带着这样权柄和能力的祷告。
But in the end, this matter of corporate prayer has to be actual practice of the church.
最终，这样子的祷告必须在我们中间成为一个实际。
You know, practice means the actual application of a thing, not just the theoretical understanding of a thing.
所以在这里我们讲到是一个操练，不是说一个学说，而是说我们必须应用在我们的实际当中。
You could have read all those wonderful books that I mentioned, which are a great aid to the church in corporate prayer.
也许你可以读那些我介绍给你们的书，这些书实在是很宝贝。
You could have gone to conferences and meetings and studied this matter of corporate prayer in great detail.
你可以到特会各种各样的聚会当中来仔细的来研读有关于教会祷告的事情。
But if it hasn't become part of your life in the church, it does no good.
假如它不能成为你教会生活中的真实，那一点好处都没有。
God was not just looking for people who understand this subject.
神并不是来寻找那些人知道有关于这个事项。
God is looking for people who enter into this subject and pray in this way.
而神正在寻找不单认识而且在那里实行在那里祷告的人。
It is to be a major activity of the church as we have seen from the Word of God.
在神的话中，我们看见这是教会必须来操练、来实行的一些重要的事。
And unless this happens, God will not have what He wants in that people for a possession.
除非是真的成为实际，神他不能得着他想要得着的。
We will look at three things.
我们来看三件事情。
Corporate prayer expressed.
团体祷告的彰显。
Has to be expressed.
它必须被彰显出来。
It's not a silent thing.
不是一个静止的, 没有声音的。
It's not a hidden thing.
不是一个隐藏着的。
It's something that brings down the will of God from heaven and is expressed in a people.
是把神的旨意从天上带到教会里面，能够被彰显出来。
I think the Word of God gives us great help, and we need to see how we pray corporately.
神的话，他会帮助我们来看我们如何来团体祷告。
Many of us appreciate this subject.
许多你们一定会在那里感到欣慰。
But how do we pray?
我们怎样来祷告？
And the third thing, and it's most important,
第三件事是最最重要的，
is why do we pray corporately?
是我们为什么需要团体祷告？
Why can't we just have our own devotional and individual prayers in our own private life with the Lord?
为什么我们不可以只在我们是私下的与主的交通亲近私下的祷告里面？
So I hope we'll be able to consider these things.
希望我能够把这些都讲完。
First of all, corporate prayer expressed.
第一个是团体祷告的发表。
I think it's so wonderful in the book of Acts that we have these records of corporate prayer.
实在感谢主在使徒行传我们看见了这个祷告的实际。
You know, the book of Acts is the most precious and most powerful book.
使徒行传实在是非常的宝贵而且大有能力。
The four gospels express is the expression of the Lord in His body of incarnation.
四本福音书在那里写了我们主耶稣基督他道成肉身在地上的执事。
But the book of Acts is the expression of our Lord Jesus through His corporate body, the church.
在使徒行传里面我们看到是我们主耶稣他在他的团体的这个身体里面他的行动。
You know those fourfold glorious gospel that we have are so full of revelation of who the Lord Jesus was and what he did when he was on the earth.
这四本福音书给我们看见我们主耶稣是怎样的一位，他所做的所行的事情。
But these are incomplete.
但是这个还不完全。
Even the writer John had to confess at the end of his gospel how incomplete these four gospels were.
所以约翰福音在最后结尾的时候他也说到这四本福音书还不是完整。
In John 21:25, it was his closing thought and he said this.
在约翰福音的21章的25节最后的他的结语说道。
And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they were written one by one, I suppose that not even the world itself would contain the books written.
耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Brothers and sisters, this is how vast the Lord Jesus is.
这个弟兄姐妹，你看到主耶稣是这样的伟大。
I don't know if it's an English word. My wife will help me. Can I say the uncontainable Christ?
这个我的太太应该来帮助我，是不是说这个耶稣他不能把所有的都包容下来？
Even the translators having a problem.
不能包容万有，不能包容所有的。
And the English major shrugging her shoulders.
英语专业的在那里耸肩。
But the point is, the Lord Jesus was so glorious that all of that glory could not be expressed even in these four gospels.
我们看见这位荣耀的主，他所有的这一些，在这四本福音书里头，还不能通通盛装下来。
It never was God's intention to express all that the Lord Jesus was in these four Gospels.
实在也不是神他想要把所有的主的这个荣耀只是好像在四本福音书里头来把它说尽。
As a matter of fact, it's not till you get to Ephesians 3:10-11 that you begin to understand where the fullness of Christ will be expressed.
所以一直到了腓立比书的第三章的时候，我们才看到主耶稣基督那个测不透的丰满。
And that is the eternal purpose of God, the one mention of it.
这个就是神永远的旨意，他在这里提说的。
It says, but now to the principalities and powers, now will be expressed the fullness of Christ through the church.
是要借着历世历代的教会，让执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
This was God's intention.
这是神他的旨意。
So think about it, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们当思想。
This Christ that could never be expressed fully in the written account of Him in the Bible.
主耶稣他的这些不能在这个圣经的所有的这些书里头把它全部的写进。
It's God's intention to fully express the manifold wisdom of Christ and God through the church.
而神他的百般的智慧一定要借着教会才能彰显完全。
Oh, I think that's marvelous.
感谢主，这是何等的奇妙。
You know, the Gospels are the beginning of the Lord's doing and teaching.
福音书是说到我们神起，我们的主耶稣起头所行所教训的。
They are limited in what's expressed.
在他们的彰显上面是有他的限制。
But look at the beginning of the book of Acts.
我们来看《使徒行传》的开头。
This is Acts 1, verse 1 and 2.
在《使徒行传》的第一章一和二节。
This is Luke, the beloved physician, writing this record.
这位可爱的路加医生，他在那里写的。
He said, I composed the first discourse, O Theophilus, concerning all things which Jesus began.Both to do and to teach.
提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
In other words, he's saying to this fellow Theophilus that my former record, the Gospel of Luke, was only Jesus beginning to do and to teach.
他说到他写的路加福音只是讲的耶稣他开头所行所教训的。
So this is a clear explanation of the book of Acts is a continuing of the Lord doing and teaching through his spiritual body, the church.
所以我们在这里 看见很清楚的，在使徒行传里面是我们的主借着他的属灵的身体，就是教会来行、来劝、来教训的。
And there, together, head and body joined.
两个一起，他和他的身体联合为一。
For eternity, we will see all that Christ is.
在永恒的里面，我们看见都是基督所做的。
You know, the book of Acts is not finished with chapter 28.
我们知道使徒行传它不是完成了，在这个二十八章，我们知道它还在继续。
It's an unfinished book.
是一本还未结束的书信。
The book of Acts will continue to go on till we're with the Lord in the kingdom.
这本书要一直持续到这个国度的时候。
I'm so thankful that Iceland is a part of the book of Acts.
感谢神，伊斯林教会是在其中。
I'm so thankful that Richmond, with all of our flaws, are part of the Book of Acts.
我们在 Richmond 的聚会，虽然我们有那么多的短缺，我们也在其中。
Well, I think you begin to appreciate if you have that little bit of understanding the purpose of the Book of Acts.
我想你们会有一点点的清楚了，我们说到这个使徒行传它的写作的目的。
It is Christ being expressed more fully through his body, the church.
是看到基督他借着他的教会能够更加丰满的在那里彰显。
I object to people who say the Acts of the Apostles are the Acts of the church.
我在这里想提出这个疑问，因为有人说《使徒行传》是使徒在这里的行作。
I object to the title in my own Bible, the Acts of the Apostles.
我在那里，我们这个圣经的题目说到是《使徒行传》。
I think it ought to be the acts of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit through the church.
应该真正的题目应该是说是基督耶稣圣借着圣灵他在这里的行作。
Of course, that's much too long a title and no one would take it anyway.
可能这个太长这个题目所以没有人会答应。
Well, we come to this book and we see something marvelous about corporate prayer.
我们来看这一些我们会很惊讶这个团体祷告是何等的美妙。
You know, some people say, well, how about Pentecost? Wasn't that corporate prayer?
有人可能会问这个五旬节的祷告是不是也是团体祷告?
I intentionally excluded it.
我实在是有意把它排在外面。
Because the church wasn't born to Pentecost.
因为五旬节的时候教会还没有产生。
So in one sense, this is prayer of the future church that was born the day of Pentecost, but it's not a corporate prayer meeting of the church. Do you understand?
准确地说,他们是在那里祷告,是将来的教会的这些人在那里祷告,为的教会的产生,他们不是教会的团体祷告。But
in Acts 4, in Acts 12, we have these two wonderful records of how the church prayed.
而我们在这里看到第四章和十二章,我们看见团体祷告,他们是如何来进行的。
We can learn so much from this record.
我们可以从中学到许多的东西。
This is when the church was under attack and under the assault of the enemy, and what they did when they prayed in corporate prayer made the difference.
当他们遇到仇敌的攻击，他们在那里有团体的祷告，而改变了这个整个的情形。Let's
begin by looking at Acts 4.
我们一起来看《使徒行传》的第四章。You
know, 3,000 souls were added to the church on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天，有3,000人被加入到这个教会的里面。You
think we have problems? They had major problems.
你以为我们有问题，但那个时候他们有很大的问题。Good
problems, but major problems.
这是好的问题，但是一个非常大的问题。120
people, all of a sudden, 3,000 show up.
本来是120人，一下子就变成了3,000人。And
after Acts 4, and what because of what happens in Acts 4, we have 5,000 more added to the assembly.
完了，在 使徒行传第四章以后，因着这些事情的发生，又有5,000人被加入到这个教会。Just
days after Pentecost.
这是在五旬节以后。And
when we read in Acts 4, and I want to look at verse 1 again.
当我们在读使徒行传的第四章，我再来回到第一节。No,
I don't think that's what I wanted to look for. Hold on, let me see if I can find it in my place. It's 3:1. That's why we didn't go back and read so far. Too many chapters. Acts 3, verse 1.
所以我们来看《使徒行传》第三章的第一节。
And Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer.
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。
I think that's very important.
这个很重要。
They went up there with the purpose of prayer, the hour of prayer to the temple of God.
他们去那里是因着要去祷告,到圣殿祷告的时候。
And I think you notice, you know something of the story, that it was this lame beggar at the gate beautiful of the temple.
在那里,在美门口,他们遇见了一个瘸腿的躺在那里。
And those of us that went to the Egypt Israel tour, right, Chris, we saw what they said was the gate beautiful.
我们这些去埃及跟以色列旅行的，我们看到那个地方叫美门的地方。
And there this blind man who could have been lying there all 40 of his years. Something marvelous happened.
这一位被天天抬到美门口的，他已经40岁了。
All he wanted was alms from Peter and John.
他要的是一些周济从约翰跟彼得那里。
He was a beggar, that was his living. When he reached out to Peter, Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
彼得告诉他, 金银我们都没有, 但是我把我有的给你, 就是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名, 起来行走。
Now this miracle infuriated the Jews.
而这个神迹实在让这些以色列人非常的恼怒。
They hated the people of the way.
他们恨那些走在这个路当中的人。
And they wanted to stop these people from and their message from going out.
他们想要禁止他们，不让他们再出声。
If you look at Acts 4:17,
我们来看第四章的十七节。
In 18,
十八节。
This is what they said to Peter and John.
这个是他们对彼得和约翰所说的话。
By the way, they would not, they released them because they saw that this was an evident miracle.
他们没有办法, 只能把他们两个人放了, 因为他们看见了陈兰这是一个明显的神迹。
And the people knew it, and they were afraid of the people.
因为那里的民都知道他们也害怕百姓。
Verse 17 says, But that it be not further spread among the people, let us threaten them severely to no longer to speak to any man in that name.
十七节, 唯恐这事越发传扬在民间, 我们必须恐吓他们, 叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。
I think they recognized the power of that name and that evident miracle that happened.
因为他们知道这个名的能力, 而且这个陈兰是一个明显的神迹。
And having called them, they charged them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus.
于是叫了他们来, 禁止他们, 总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
Now that's a serious prohibition to the church.
这个对教会来说是一个很严重的打击。
This is the beginning of the persecution of the church.
这个是教会对教会的迫害最早的例子。
You can believe what you want, but just stop teaching and preaching in the name of Jesus.
你可以相信, 但是你不能在那里传扬, 不能在那里教训耶稣的事情。
You know, persecution usually starts gradual.
这个迫害往往是从一点一点开始的。
They thought if they would just stop their message, they would let these people go on their merry way.
他们觉得我们只要禁止他们不再传说, 他们可以回去。
But think about it, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹, 你想一想,
Can we stop teaching and preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus?
我们可以在这里禁止不传讲不教导主耶稣吗?
Verse 19, Peter said, But Peter and John answering said to them, If it be righteous before God to listen to you rather than God judge ye, for as for us, we cannot refrain from speaking of the things which we have seen and heard.
彼得约翰说, 听从你们不听从神, 这在神面前合理不合理? 你们自己酌量吧。
So they released them.
所以他们释放他们。
And that, from that point, they went to meet with their own people.
这个以后, 他们就回到自己的弟兄姐妹那里。
From that point, we had the first recorded corporate prayer meeting.
从那开始, 我们就看见了被记录下来的第一次的
And I think if we look at the way they prayed in this prayer meeting, we can learn how to pray corporately.
当我们在这里看他们是如何祷告的, 我们也可以学习我们如何来团体祷告。
The first lesson of that corporate prayer meeting.
第一个团体祷告的功课。
Look at verse 23.
我们一同来看第23节。
And having been let go, they came to their own company and reported all the chief priests and elders had said to them. 4:23.
Okay.
you guys keep me straight. It's getting late for me now, and I didn't have dinner.
Okay. Oh. Yes. 二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。
Brothers and sisters, when we're brought into the church, the lesson is this.
弟兄姐妹，当我们被一同带到教会里面，这个功课要学的。
We have a whole new people.
我们都是新人了。
We're no longer a people of this earth.
我们不再属于这个世界。We
live on this earth, but we're passing through. So they went to their own company.
我们已经在这个世界，但不属于这个世界。我们在这里已经有新的同伴。You
know, it's a company, like a corporation in one sense, you might think. But this is a group of companions, believers in Christ.
我们在那里讲到一起的这个同伴，是说到我们是在主耶稣里面，我们成为这个生活生命的同伴。And
their business was corporate prayer.
而我们该要注意的实行的这个事物就是团体的祷告。So
verse 24 says this.
在24节我们说,
And they having heard it, lifted up their voice with one accord to God and said, Lord, thou art God who has made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them.
他们听见了就同心合意地高声向神说，主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。
This is the first lesson of corporate prayer.
这个是第一个我们要学的团体祷告的事。
We need to learn to pray together with one accord.
我们需要在一起同心合意的祷告。
You know, so often when we come together to pray, I've got my prayer list, and you've got your prayer list, and so-and-so's got their prayer list.
很实际的，当我们在一起来祷告的时候，你有你的祷告事项，他有他的祷告清单。And
we're just waiting to jump into the prayer meeting and pray through our whole list.
我们都等着，急切的等着，就开始我们的祷告，按照我们的祷告事项来祷告。Brothers
and sisters, this is not prayer in one accord.
弟兄姐妹，这不是同心合意的祷告。This
is a bunch of individuals coming together and praying what they want to pray, when they want to pray it, how they plan to pray it.
这个只是个人的祷告，跑到站在一起，完了他按照他们想要祷告的，他们怎样祷告，或者他们。
This is the first vital lesson of corporate prayer.
这是一个非常关键的学习的功课。
Satan was trying to silence the church in that diabolical assault of the enemy on the very ministry of the church.
撒旦他在那里，他要禁止教会的声音。那个仇敌他在这里，他要。
And when they came together, they realized the church itself was under assault.
当他们来到一起的时候，他们意识到教会在这个时候遭到了迫害。
And they determined that they would pray about this one thing in one accord.
他们在那里决定，他们必须将这一件事情一同来祷告。
You know, it talks about even back in Pentecost. They prayed with one accord.
我们一起回到这个五旬节的时候，他们也是在那里同心合意的祷告。
I think that's pretty amazing.
我想这个实在是非常稀奇。
I think that was a gift of God.
我想这是神所赐给他们的礼物。
Because at that point, the Holy Spirit hadn't come.
那个时候，圣灵还没有降下。
They were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come.
他们在那里等候圣灵的降临。Yet
God granted them a foretaste to know how the church was supposed to pray.
他们在那个时候已经预尝了在教会里面必须有的祷告。I'll
never forget our brother Kong in Richmond when he shared those 41 lessons.
我不能忘记江弟兄在 Richmond 在分享的这个祷告的41课。
If you weren't here to hear that, our brother began to instruct us in Richmond when we were very young.
我们的弟兄，当我们还年轻的时候，他在那教导我们怎样祷告。
On this matter of corporate prayer.
在讲到这个团体祷告的事上。
And I appreciate his wisdom because he knew we couldn't take too much at one time.
他知道我们不可能一下子,
so, every Wednesday night when we came together for prayer, he would give a 15-minute message.
所以每个星期三,他总是给我们只有15分钟的这样的信息。
41 sessions.
41堂信息。
And I ask you, if you don't have that book of his, Teach Us to Pray, please get it.
若是你没有这本书,
in those almost 2 years, we learned more about prayer in a microscopic way every week than I can ever share in these four messages.
在两年时间之久,
and Stephen said this thing about one accord.
这江弟兄说到这个同心合意祷告的事,
he says it means as if only one man prayed.
他说这个意思就是说好像只有一个人在祷告。
Now can you imagine that kind of unity?
你能想象这样子的合一的状态吗?
Oh, I think when we come together, the first thing we ought to pray is, Lord, anoint us so that we can pray together in one accord as one voice.
所以第一要紧的就是我们来到主面前说主你来高摩我们 让我们这些一起祷告的时候只有一个声音。
You should have heard Lance Lambert years ago in our schools of prayer trying to explain this.
你想看到那个蓝佩德弟兄在那个祷告的学校里面他也提到这事。
It was very comical the way he would explain this.
他很有幽默地在那里讲这些。
And praying for Aunt Sally's big toe and all these things and everybody praying their own list and not caring about what anybody else prayed.
他说到有一个祷告是为了那个 Aunt Sally, 就是那个 Sally 阿姨的这个 这个脚趾的事情完了，其他人都祷告他们自己的这个清单。
Oh, how important is one accord?
那么重要的就是同心合意。
If we're going to be serious about corporate prayer, we need to ask the Lord to bring us into one accord.
我们若是真的要严肃的来同心合意的祷告，我们需要主来教我们怎样同心合意。
If he could do that at Pentecost before the Holy Spirit came, how much more could he do it for us now as the people of God?
若是在五旬节那天，他可以在那120个人里面来行这个同心合意，他。 更多能够在今天在他的教会里面来做这样的同心合一。
Prayer in one accord, someone has said, is united prayer.
所以这个同心合一的祷告，有人说是合一的祷告。
The second lesson they learned.
第二个功课他们学的。
Let me read verse 26.
我们来读26节。
This is how they began to pray.
这个他们开始祷告的时候。
Well, back up to verse 25.
我们再来看25节。
Who has said by the mouth of thy servant David, why have the nations raised haughtily and the peoples meditated of vain things?
你曾借着圣灵托你仆人，我们主中大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹？
The kings of the earth were there, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed.
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者基督。Brothers
and sisters, this second lesson is they discovered that the attack was not upon them, but the attack was upon the Lord Himself.
这第二个我们要学习的是，我们看到这个攻击不是在他们的身上，而是在主他自己的身上。The
enemy was not wanting to just persecute them, but he was wanting to destroy the testimony of Jesus among them.
这些敌人不是说要在这里只是迫害他们，而是说要摧毁主耶稣基督他的见证。
This comes from Psalm 2. I think all of you are probably pretty familiar with it.
这个是在诗篇的第二篇，我们可能都已经熟悉。
I can't tell you how many times in our prayer meetings in Richmond we have prayed Psalm 2 over and over and over again.
在我们 Richmond 的祷告聚会，我们一直在那里，一再的在那里祷告这个诗篇第二篇。
Lord, this is not an attack on us. This is an attack upon you.
主，这个不是对我们的攻击，而是在那里攻击你自己。
And when you touch us, you touch the Lord, because we are united in one.
他们在那里若是侵犯到我们，其实也已经侵犯到我们的主，因为主和我们是联合在一起。
Well, I hope you understand that second lesson.
但愿你们都明白这第二个要学习的功课。
The third lesson.
第三个功课。
Well, 25b, I'll go to there again. Why the nations raged heartily and the peoples meditated a vain thing.
这25节的后半段说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事。
And the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
世上的君王一起起来，城宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者基督。
And look at 27 and 28.
我们来看二十七、二十八节。
For in truth, against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the nations and the people of Israel, have gathered together in this city.
希律和本丢比拉多、外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣。
In this last part of verse 28.
二十八节的最后部分。
To do whatever thy hand and thy counsel has determined before should come to pass.
成就你手和你一直所预定必有的事。
The third lesson of corporate prayer is we need to come into an understanding of what it says in the book of Daniel.
学习第三个功课就是我们明白知道的在但以理书所说的。
You remember what Nebuchadnezzar was told?
你记得尼布甲尼撒在那里被说到的。
After these things, thou shalt know that the heavens do rule.
在这些事以后，你们必须知道神在人的国中掌权。
Brothers and sisters, when we come together to pray for church matters and church things, we need to have an understanding that the heavens do rule.
当我们在这里一同团体祷告，来为这些事情祷告的时候，我们必须知道天掌权。
And we need to understand that the enemy can only go as far as the Lord allows him to go according to his counsel.
敌人只能走到这么远，是因为我们的主允许的到这个范围而已。
And as we learn to pray together to the Lord in one accord, we need to understand that our Lord Jesus controls the outcomes.
当我们在这里一同来祷告，同心合意祷告的时候，我们必须知道我们的主他在掌握，他在掌权。
That is the reason we can pray so strongly with authority.
所以我们知道，我们因此可以有带着权柄的这样子强烈的在这里强有力的祷告。
And then something happens at the end.
那我们看见最后有的事就发生了。
And they said in verse 29, And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings.And give to thy bondman with all boldness to speak thy word.
二十九节，他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察。
In that thou stretchest out thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders take place through the name of thy holy servant Jesus.
一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
And this is the answer. In verse 31, this is what happened.
这个结论，这个答案就在三十一节。
And when they had prayed,
祷告完了。
And when they had prayed, remember that phrase.
记住这句话。
The place in which they were assembled shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God in boldness.
聚会的地方震动，他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
In the end, we continue to pray until the prayers are answered.
最后我们看见我们在那里祷告，我们的祷告得着答应。
You remember the Jews said, stop your message, stop speaking in that name, stop preaching in that name.
你记得那些犹太教的人说，你们不能奉他的名在那里讲论什么，教导什么。
But the Lord's answer to prayer did something totally different.
但是这个祷告带来的结果是完全与这个相反。
Instead of silencing the church was filled with boldness.
不是被禁止了、静音了，而是教会在这个时候可以放胆地讲论神的道。
They spoke the word of God with boldness.
他们讲神的道是放大胆量在那里说。
This is the fourth lesson.
这是第四个我们要学习的。
Now go to Acts chapter 12.
那我们再来看使徒行传的十二章。
Acts chapter 12 is the second expression of corporate prayer.
这是第二次的团体祷告的彰显。
This, again, we're not going to read all this, but this is later in the life of the church.
我们在这里看见的是在后面发生的，在教会的生活的这个历史上面。
Now the opposition to the church increased at this point.
在这个时候对教会的迫害又增加了。
The enemy wasn't just hoping he could silence the people of God.
敌人并不是只是在那里想要让教会静身。
The enemy at this time was trying to destroy the people of God.
敌人在那里想要整个的毁坏、摧毁教会。
So Herod took James, and James became the first apostle that was martyred.
希律王下手苦害教会的第一个就是雅各，雅各就因此殉道了。
And he saw it pleased the people.
他看这个是犹太人所喜爱的事。
And so he had this bright idea.
他有这个很聪明的想法。
This diabolical man had this brilliant idea.
这个被仇敌的灵所占据的，他有这样子的一个主意。
He took Peter.
他把彼得也捉去了。
And after the feast, he would take Peter out to the people, and he would do the same thing.
等着这个除酵节这个以后过去了以后，他可以把处死那个彼得。
And think about it. He thought if he could take two of the three apostles out of the church of Jerusalem, the church would no longer exist.
他在那里想把这个两个使徒在三个当中的两个取走以后，这个耶路撒冷的教会就不再存在。
There was a blood lust. He imprisoned Peter in the deepest of prison.
在这里我们看见在这个在监里头，他里面实在有那个想要来毁坏教会的那个想法。
But there was something he did not count on.
但是有一件事情他确实不知道。
Look at verse 5. This is what we need to understand.
我们看第五节，这里我们需要看见来明白的。
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but unceasing prayer was made by the assembly to God concerning him.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。
This was the one thing they didn't count on.
这个是希律他没有想到的。
The church was mobilized to pray, and they didn't expect this to happen.
教会在这个时候，他们被动员聚集在一起来祷告，但是这个希律他是没有想到的。
And when they prayed, everything changed.
当他们在祷告的时候，事情就变化了。
Everything changed.
所有的事情都变化了。
What the enemy meant for evil, God turned to good.
仇敌想要得着的那个是坏的，但是最后的结果却是好的。
Because of the prayers of the saints.
因为这些圣徒们的祷告。
Now, do you, brothers and sisters, believe the prayers of the saints can turn around a diabolical situation into good?
弟兄姐妹，你们是否也相信这个团体的祷告也可以反转仇敌的那个攻击的势力？
This is the lesson of 12, chapter 12.
这就是我们在使徒行传十二章所学的。
The second thing, look at verse 12.
让我们来看第二件事情，在十二节里面。
Verse 12 is when Peter is delivered from the prison.
在这边我们看见彼得已经被释放。
This was a dark spot.
这个地方是一个黑暗的时候。
This was a prison you couldn't break out of.
这是一个监牢是没有办法被攻破的。
If you read the whole record, there's two gates, and then there's the iron gate.
这里面我们来仔细看的话，它有两扇门，另外有一个是铁门。
It says in verse 12, and having become clearly conscious in himself, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was surnamed Mark, where were many gathered together and praying.
彼得醒悟过来，想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰，他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
The first lesson is unceasing prayer was made by the church for him, and that turned the situation around.
先，我们是看见教会在那里不住地为他祷告。
The second lesson we learn from this second prayer meeting is that many gathered together to pray.
第二个功课我们看见的是好多人聚集在这里祷告。
You know, I tell you, I have come over the years to appreciate the prayer meeting is one of the most important meetings of the church.
好多年来我一直都这样子的得着，感觉这个祷告的聚会是最重要的祷告，最重要的聚会。
You may think, well, brother, I understand you're free. You can go to all the meetings. You're retired.
你也许会说，弟兄，你已经退休了，你现在有时间，你可以去所有的聚会。
But I'll tell you a story.
我告诉你一个故事。
I used to work.
我曾经工作。
I worked for 50 years for one company, and my children think I'm a dinosaur.
我曾经在一个公司里头工作了五十年，我的孩子们觉得你是一个恐龙。
And my job running that engineering business required a great deal of hours, so I almost always worked 55 hours week in and week out.
我曾经管理一个企业，我每天要工作许多的时间，好像一个星期要超过55个小时。
And when it came to the prayer meeting Wednesday night, I was so tired. I said, Lord, just let me go home and sleep.
当星期三祷告聚会的时候，我每一次都是非常的疲惫，我几乎要跟主说，让我回家吧，让我休息吧。
And I went to the prayer meeting.
但我去了祷告聚会。
Almost never miss the prayer meeting if I'm in Richmond.
若是我在 Richmond, 我几乎从来不错过这样的祷告聚会。
Many were gathered together and prayed.
我们在一起聚集在一起祷告。
Do you have a heart to pray with the people of God?
你是不是有心跟弟兄姐妹神的选民一起祷告。
I'll never forget a deep impression Brother Kong made on me. He said something one time I'll never forget.
我永远不会忘记江弟兄在我的心中有这样子的一句话让我记得。
He said, whenever the people of God are gathered together, I will be there.
他说只要有神的名在一同聚集我就在那里。
How that convicted me and never let go of me and how I began to look forward always to be with the saints to pray.
所以这个实在在我里面深深的扎下这个让我也同样的觉得只要有弟兄姐妹在一起我必须在那里。
Something, I'd like to mention to you as an illustration.
我想这个作为一个例子来说。
Charles H. Spurgeon wrote a compilation on prayer meetings called Only a Prayer Meeting.
你知道斯布珍弟兄他写过一本有关于祷告的书，只是一场祷告会。
He said this.
他这样说,
What a company we have here tonight.
今晚我们这里有那么多的一群人,
It fills my heart with gladness and mine eyes with tears of joy to see so many hundreds of persons gathered together at what is sometimes wickedly described as only a prayer meeting.
看到数以百计的人聚集在一起，参加这常常被恶意的称为只是一场祷告会的聚会，这使我的心充满喜乐，也使我的泪眼中涌出喜悦的泪水。He
said it is good for us to draw near to God in prayer, and specifically good to make up a great congregation for this purpose.
我们在祷告中亲近神是好的，而为了这样祷告的目的，团体的祷告。
And Brother Kong said this to us in the early years.
将弟兄常常这些年这样说,
He said, You know the strength of the church by its prayer meeting.
他说你借着祷告聚会你知道这个教会的力量。
The next lesson we see is very important.
这下面一个我们要学的功课也非常的重要。
When Peter arrived at the door and he knocked on the door, you remember Rhoda.
当彼得来到这个门外，在那里敲门的时候，你记得那个使女罗大。
She went in and reported to the others, Peter is here at the door.
她跑进去报告给众人说，彼得在门外。
And the brothers and sisters were so loving, they said to dear Rhoda, you are mad.
但弟兄姐妹真是很可爱，就告诉他说：“你真是发疯了。”
You know, at least I don't think the brothers and sisters have said I am mad, but maybe they will.
至少我的弟兄姐妹不会说我是疯了，也许以后。
They said maybe it's his angel.
他们说这可能是他的天使。
Now, why is this a lesson for corporate prayer?
这个为什么对我们团体祷告是一个功课呢？
Brothers and sisters, we're human.
弟兄姐妹,
When you look at it, and you look at this requirement for great faith in corporate prayer, you think, how do these people ever pray?
我们在那里看到团体祷告，这些有信心的人在那里祷告，你会问他们怎么能够在一起祷告。
Don't you think it's strange that unceasing prayer was made by the church for Peter's release, and then when he walked up to the door, they thought, this can't be.
这有多么奇怪，他们在那里不住地为彼得祷告，等到彼得真的已经被释放，来到门外的时候，他们却不相信。
I think the Lord is very gracious to us.
主实在对我们是非常的有恩典。
I think the lesson is, I know you're only human.
他说这个功课就是我知道你只是一个人。
But I will take care of the rest.
我会来帮助你们其余的事情。
Well, you begin to understand these lessons, I think.
我想你们会知道明白来学习这些功课。
And then the Lord did way beyond what they could ask or imagine, as it says in Ephesians 3:20 and 21. You know, the Lord, you read that end of that chapter 12, and you read about what happened to Herod.
你在那里再读下去，看到这个希律对希律以后发生的事情。
He was on that little throne in that place of his, and when he spoke, the people thought, it's a God and not a man.
他穿上朝服坐在位上，他在那里讲话，百姓喊着说，这是神的声音，不是人的声音。
And because he didn't give glory to God, he was eaten through by worms and expired.
因着他不归荣耀给神，所以呢，他被虫所咬，气就断了。
You know, the Lord took care of the problem. Here's the man that wanted to destroy the church in Jerusalem. And when they prayed, the Lord turned the situation completely around and the problem was taken care of.
当教会在这里一起祷告,
I have to admit, I've sort of prayed that way for some of our current world leaders.
我必须承认我也有这样子同样的祷告为着我们今天的一些 国家的领袖。
I'm not sure that was a prayer of faith, but nevertheless, I said, Lord, remember what you did to Herod?
我不知道这个是不是出于信心的祷告,我只是说, 你在这个希律身上所行的。
The answer is when we gather in His name to pray.
这个回答就是说我们在他的名里祷告。
He will do above and beyond what we ask or even imagine.
他会行超过我们所求所想的。
And He will fulfill His promise that I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
他要成就他自己的应许说, 他要在这里建造他的教会, 阴间的门不能胜过他。
All right, I've really got to speed up now.
我必须要加速了。
I'm in trouble. I know you're about to go to sleep on me now, but I've got to speed up.
我知道你可能困了, 想睡觉了。
How do we pray corporately?
那我们如何来团体祷告?
You remember what we often call the Lord's Prayer?
你可能知道主祷文是怎么回事?
How gracious was the Lord to give us a living pattern of how to pray?
主实在是这样子的恩典, 祂教导我们怎样来祷告。
Look at Matthew 6, and I've got 2 points to make, and we'll make them pretty quickly. Matthew 6.
在马太福音的第六章, 我有2点说要指出来的。
9-15.
9到15节。
Thus therefore pray ye.
所以你们祷告要这样说。
Our Father, who art in the heavens, let thy name be sanctified.
我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Let thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Let thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth.
愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Give us this day our needed bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
And lead us not into temptation, but save us from evil.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
For if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you yours. But if you do not forgive men their offenses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Yours.
你们饶恕人的过犯, 你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯, 你们不饶恕人的过犯, 你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
This is not the Lord's Prayer.
这不是主的祷告。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
And He gives us a clear pattern of how to correctly pray together as a church.
主在这里清楚地告诉我们, 我们应当如何来祷告。
There are 3 parts.
这里有3个部分。
The first 2 verses are the primary focus.
第一、第二节说到的是主要的要点。
The second 3 verses are the important secondary focus.
完了在后面的11到13节讲到的是其次重要的。
And the last 2 verses are what can hinder our prayer.
最后的2节说到那些阻碍我们祷告的事情。
Let me give you a quick explanation.
让我能够快快地来解释一下。
In verses 9 and 10, the first thing our prayer should be is God-focused.
在第九、第十节让我们看见我们首先要祷告的是神他的重点。
Often we come to prayer meeting and we're focused on ourselves and our own need and our own problems.
我们常常来到祷告中间, 我们是想到的我们的需要, 我们的问题。
But when the Lord taught His people to pray, He said, pray like this.
当主在那里教导人来祷告的时候说, 你们如此祷告。
Let thy name be sanctified.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
In other words, let your name be hallowed and glorified in every situation.
愿你的名被尊为圣，而且得着荣耀，无论在什么样的情形。
Let your kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Brothers and sisters, we should be looking forward to the kingdom.
我们必须往前看，来看这个国度的降临。
Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Do you understand the teaching here? It's let your prayers be first God focused.
这里教导我们，我们的祷告首先是因着神他的需要。
But then, the Lord in His mercy never forgets who we are.
因着神的怜悯，他也不会忘记我们所需要的。
So we see that important secondary focus, which is our own needs.
所以我们在这里看其次重要的就是我们的需要。
I think in this highest prayer, focused on God Himself, is the highest mercies toward us.
这个最高的祷告，看见。神的需要在前，但是主他不忘记我们的需要。
Give us this day our needed bread.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
I hope you read that carefully, needed bread.
我们需要的饮食。
You know, I don't need three Big Macs in one meal.
我一顿的时候，一餐我不需要有三个最大的那个McDonald 的那个 Mac.
We often are focused on our needs, but even more on everything we want.
我们很多的时候不单注意我们的需要，我们更是在那里我们想要的。
And forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不要叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So this important secondary focus has to deal with provision, pardon, and protection.
所以在这里我们看见第二重要的就是日用的这个给供给，还有就是我们在神面前我们能够赦免人，还有一个就是我们得着保护。
In the last lesson,In this prayer our Lord taught is this.
后面最后的这个学习的功课就是
He said, forgive men their debts.
你要赦免人的罪。
Or the Father won't forgive you your debts.
假如你赦免人的罪，天父也会赦免。
Now this is something we need to carefully understand. We need to know what hinders our prayer.
这个我们必须清楚什么是拦阻我们的祷告。
You remember how Peter talked about husband and wife being joint heirs of the grace of life. You remember that?
你记得彼得在那里说夫妻他们是在一同承受生命之恩的。
He gave a special instruction to the husband to bear with the wife as a weaker vessel.
他特别对丈夫说你要在这里按情理与妻子同住，因为他是比你软弱的。
And his point was so that your prayers are not hindered.
而这样你的祷告就不会受拦阻。
I think this is so important.
这个实在很重要。
The last point.
最后一点。
Why do we pray corporately?
为什么我们需要团体祷告？
Brothers and sisters, turn to Ephesians 6 and I'll just read a few verses.
我们一起来看以弗所书的第六章，我们来读几处的经节。
Ephesians 6, it's the end of the most high spiritual book in all the Bible.
以弗所书是在圣经所有的书信里面最最属灵的。
This has been referred to, the book of Ephesians, as the high water mark.Of spiritual revelation by the Apostle Paul.
这里我们看见使徒保罗他属灵的最高峰。
And the reason it is because this opens to us the eternal purpose of God in its fullness.
因为在这里让我们看见了神永远的旨意在完美的这个实现当中。
Now the point on why do we pray corporately, you don't really understand till you get to the end of this most spiritual book in Ephesians 6.
我们 在那里问为什么需要团体的祷告，一直要等到这本书的最后，以弗所书的第六章，我们才能明白。
And this is that section on spiritual warfare. I know you all know it, so I'm not going to read it to you.
这个你们是知道有关于这个属灵的征战，我想你们都知道，所以我不用把这个都读了。
You know, he goes into this intense warfare, our struggle not being against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of darkness, against the spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
在这里说到这个征战，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
The reason we pray corporately is because there's an enormous spiritual battle raging over the eternal purpose of God.
为什么我们需要这样祷告？因为有这样子激烈的这个仇敌在那里攻击这个神永远的旨意。
It's a tremendous spiritual battle.
这是一个何等激烈的属灵的征战。
It's unlike any war that has ever happened.
这个比所有的这个征战，这个战争还要激烈。
And if you understand the history of humankind, it's all about war.
若是你知道人类的历史，你就知道这个人类的历史都是在乎于这个征战战争。
They say of the last 3,500 years of human history, there's only been 8% time there's been peace.
所以讲到人类历史总共有3500年，只有8%的时间是在和平当中。
But this is the greatest war that ever was.
而这个地方是让我们看见是最大的一个征战。
In this chapter,In specifically with this, to show this is attack against God's eternal purpose being realized.
在这里我们看见在这一章的结尾的时候，我们看见神的旨意受到仇敌如此激烈的抵挡和征战。
And he tells us in the middle of this battle, he gives the whole armor of God. You know those armor. I won't read it to you.
我们知道在这个征战当中神已经赐给我们全副的军装。
But he does the most curious thing when he ends this explanation of this diabolical warfare.
而在结尾的时候他讲到那个实在是让我们觉得有好奇心，说到怎样来抵挡这个仇敌的魔鬼的作为。
Look at verse 18.
在18节。
Praying at all seasons.With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
I think, dear brothers and sisters, we can only understand this in the light of corporate prayer.
弟兄姐妹，我们只能在这个团体祷告的亮光里面来认识这一点。
Why do we pray corporately?
为什么我们要团体祷告？
We pray corporately because we're in the battle of all eternity.
我们因为我们在这个永恒的这个征战的里面，所以我们要团体祷告。
And in His mercy, He provides to us as the church the greatest weapon that has ever been made available to mankind.
因着他的怜悯，他已经赐给他的教会是最大的这个武器。
And that greatest weapon that has been made available to mankind is prayer.
而这个最强有力的这个武器就是祷告。
Through prayer, we can defeat every foe.
借着祷告我们可以击败击退所有的敌人。
Through corporate prayer we can overcome in every situation.
我们借着这个团体的祷告我们可以在那里解决所有的难处。
Through corporate prayer the will of God will be done and the eternal purpose of God will be realized.
借着这个团体的祷告，神的旨意可以成就，永远的旨意可以被成全。
And the enemy, like Herod, in the end will be destroyed.
仇敌就像希律，他最后被杀戮。
This is the practice of corporate prayer.
这个就是团体祷告的操练。
May the Lord help us.
愿神来帮助我们。
We need to learn how to pray together.
我们必须学习如何来一同祷告。
But just think, if we don't learn how to pray together, the consequences.
想想我们不一起来团体祷告的结局是什么？
God has determined that His church would pray and stand together, and in that praying, He will use man to ultimately defeat His enemy.
神已经在这里计划，而且设计了他的子民在这里一起站立，团体祷告，这样子可以来结束仇敌，而带来神永远的旨意。
This is why we pray together.
这就是为什么我们必须团体祷告。
This is the practice of corporate prayer.
这也是团体祷告的实行。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we want to come to you and say, teach us how to pray.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，求你教导我们如何祷告。
Lord, we see how much importance is behind this matter of corporate prayer.
主，我们看见在这个团体祷告的事的背后是何等的重要。
And we don't want to be those people who fall short in this calling.
我们不愿意在这个呼召的事上我们有任何的亏缺。
Teach us how to pray as they prayed in Acts 4.
教我们如何祷告，就像在使徒行传第四章里面的祷告。
Teach us how to pray as they prayed in Acts 12.
教我们如何祷告，就如同在《使徒行传》十二章里面的那样。
Teach us how to pray as you taught us in that glorious prayer in the Sermon on the Mount.
教我们祷告，就像你在这个高山宝训中所讲的那个荣耀的祷告。
And Lord, teach us that we might overcome.
主教我们祷告，好叫我们能够得胜。
That we might be strong in the Lord in the power of His might and overcome in every situation and circumstance.
我们能够在你的大能的里面，我们能够得胜，无论是怎样的情况难处。
And in the end, your eternal purpose will be accomplished.
最终，你永远的旨意将
成就。This we ask together in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这里一同在这里呼求。奉主耶稣宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢